is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
I'm continuing to be amazed at how technology works, or sometimes doesn't work, and how dependent we are on it. And when it doesn't work, we just kind of, huh, what's going on here? How can this be? I can't imagine.
Yeah, you feel like you don't have any pants on.
Right. Well, actually, you want me to stand up? I don't have any
pants. No, no. Okay.
I don't want to get too carried away there, but...
Not that kind of show.
And welcome to another great American day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wants you to be prepared. Wants you to be successful. I have in my mind a word that I use too often. The word is problem. And another word that I don't use enough, solution. And that is success or solution. So let us turn things around, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Richard will join us in a little bit. Michael's at the controls taking your calls at 800-510-8255. Do you think you're lucky, Jennifer?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
How would you define luck?
I think I'm lucky because I was born to the parents that I was born to. I think that I'm lucky because I was born in the United States. I think that I'm lucky because a lot of other people have worse situations than I do.
Yeah, do you have a bad situation using
that? No, but even, you know, we all think, oh, this is our life.
We do, that's right.
You know, and so, but then when you actually look from with some perspective, you realize, eh, mine's not that bad at all.
Yep. Okay. So
you
think,
lucky?
Am I? I have been told that I am very, and I think that I am, even though I resist. And that's part of one of the lessons in life that most of us have to learn, or we don't have to, but if we want to be more successful, we ought to. Luck is, what's the old expression? Is
be
preparation meeting, well, that's the, one of them, yeah. Luck be a lady, and that is a Frank Sinatra song.
Yes.
Luck is a matter of preparation meeting opportunity. You've heard that before?
Yes.
All right. So the idea is not to miss out on your opportunity because you aren't prepared. Are you prepared to meet? What's the old expression? Are you prepared to meet your maker? At the end of your life, what do you say? What do you think? How do you review your life?
I think that's kind of true because when you really push for something, have you noticed you don't get it exactly like you want it?
I think that, though, that speaks to what I often think about in terms of using the mind. Uri says using your mind as a television set is a great way. If you, in other words, visualizing yourself. If it's on a beach in Hawaii, you want to be there? Okay. How do you make it work? And then maybe you have a visualization being with a beautiful man, a beautiful woman. That could be part of it.
Or both.
Those could be. Yeah. It seems to me that there is no shortage of things to dream about. What's appropriate for you? What you are deciding you like is based mostly on what the media suggests, like skinny women. That's the whatever. If you look at all these new the fall catalogs are out for women. I get all of these things across my desk every day. Books.
Why do you get girls' catalogs?
It's books about. Where there are catalogs of books about women and their preferences for this, that, and the other thing, because they know that our program is aimed at women.
Mm-hmm.
The conversations we have are more female-oriented than most other radio programs. And that sounds strange in and of itself to say, but it's true that we have discussions here that aim at things that I'm interested more. And then people say, well, if that's the case, how come you're talking about prostates? The prostate affects men and women, and you know, that's an advertisement. What I'm saying is the discussions that we get involved in, it seems silly, and it almost speaks to maybe I'm sounding like a hypocrite because I'm so off of this class warfare stuff, the who makes money and who doesn't and who has to pay more in taxes and who doesn't and all that kind of stuff, which is extraordinarily destructive to the health of our country, I think. Really sick kind of things in the discussion focus. Not that they ought not to happen, but it's just the way they're being used just for political gain. Is this sick? And so is that the same thing where some people prefer to talk to women on the air about women's issues or men and men's issues? And, no, just there's different interests there. Some women are interested in certain things. I don't think well, you're interested in some sports. But now
I'm interested in probably more sports than
I am.
Yeah, I like baseball and hockey and a little bit of football.
Yeah, okay. But in terms of what we talk about, what you like to talk about on the air, it's usually things that are gossipy, things that affect people.
You make me seem so shallow.
You make me feel so...
I love a good political conversation, but I love talking about relationships. I love talking about why
people you're an interesting human being.
Do.
That's why you're here, because you're interesting. So anyway, the point is that you are going to be presented with a lot of opportunities today to be whatever it is that you desire. Will you take advantage of those opportunities? They will knock. People say opportunity only knocks once. I don't agree with that. I think opportunity knocks every single day. Every time.
But you have to be ready to take it. That's
right.
The thing.
Yeah. You got to have self-discipline. You got to increase your knowledge, develop your skills in the area. Again, preparation, being ready for. When Bill Gates came up with some of the ideas that developed into Microsoft, was he prepared? He'd spent most of his teenage years in his geekishness figuring out how all of these things worked. Do you think he planned to become wealthiest guy in the country, if not the world? No, probably not. But he started, he focused, he worked. That's really what creates the American dream. And as a side comment to this discussion about taxes and yada yada, there are people who just don't understand how the system works, who complain about this, it's tax the rich. They really don't get how jobs are created. Some guy called earlier today and said that he didn't agree with that because when he goes out and buys something, that creates a job. Well, that may or may not be the case, but how did the product come to be? That's the real question. How did these products start?
Right.
Yeah.
And what I don't like about about the whole class system is I don't want the government to determine what makes me rich or not.
Right.
Because rich for me in L.A. is a lot different than rich for someone in the middle of the country where the cost of living isn't so high.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. People could be driving something much better in the middle of the country. Expensive houses are much less. McMansions in Tiffin, Ohio, for example, cost $400,000 or $500,000, $600,000 maybe, versus in the town where I am in Massachusetts, which the same house on the same plot of land would cost at least 35 to 40%, if not 50% more.
Oh, your neighborhood's nice, very high end.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Their neighborhoods are nice too.
Yeah, Tiffin's got some great neighborhoods, but I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
You can pick your community if you're in Louisiana, you're in Georgia.
Would I pay
listening
for my little house in the ghetto of Los Angeles? I could buy a big mansion somewhere else, Montana or Wyoming.
Right.
Why am I still here? I don't know. I ask myself that.
Well, because it's opportunity. You have been presented with an opportunity to work in and eventually take over your father's business.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tights and a cape.
Yeah. Well, that's a visualization. There it is.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, ta-da. In a moment, this story about the robot who is going to be part of the London Olympics, the torch relay, and the controversy that that has created, plus a 2020 news quiz coming up. And the story that surrounds it isn't a great one. That's for a good day. The story of this man is not a good story. I take a deep breath when I say that because I know. Never mind. I'm giving you
something.
I'm not moving on because I'm very distraught by the event that surrounds this man, frankly. And so we'll talk about it in a moment. I was talking about women and prostates and stuff women don't have them unless they have a man around. Then they have them, and the man, as he gets older, gets up in the middle of the night, wakes up, goes to the bathroom, stirs, and that oftentimes stirs the partner. And it's not good. And it frankly becomes annoying if you have to do it every night, maybe two or three times a night. The worse your prostate is, the more you're going to get up. Do not have the problem. Fix the solution. This is an opportunity for a solution. How do you like that, Jennifer? Staying asleep is what you want. Waking up refreshed is what you want. That's what's desirable, right? You want to go to sleep, stay asleep, be refreshed when you wake up. And if you are, some people wake up and then they can't go back to sleep again. There's all kinds of problems attached to men and their enlarged prostate because it's not being fed properly unless you are feeding it the ingredients that are in the Supermaster Prostate product, a healthy prostate function, get restful sleep. Free bottle of Master Prostate is yours right now by calling 800-716-6520. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. Take my word for it. I'm on it. I don't get up in the middle of the night. You can be on it, and you don't have to get up in the middle of the night either. Master Prostate will work for you. You don't have anything to lose except the frequent trips to the bathroom that bug the heck out of your partner. Call right now, 800-716-6520. Get all the details. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for your free bottle of Master Prostate. Keep yourself asleep at night. 800-716-6520.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had, every year it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougSteffen.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What do you do? What's the story of Irene? Give us a nutshell story of Irene's life.
I'm a retired stand-up comic.
Are you?
Cool.
I didn't know comics were usually able to retire.
I'm independently wealthy. I made no money when I was a comedian.
Oh, just well, there you go. And are you available, Irene?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, listen, I just thought I'd ask because a lot of people might want to know, you know.
You wanted to know.
No, I wasn't interested. I just wanted to know for the benefit of the audience.
He doesn't have one in Tucson, so he's looking, you know, for the shop just in case he makes the trip.
Let me think about it. I mean,
you are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered.
Join us, Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the latest fashion trend in Hong Kong now is eyeglasses without any lenses in them. People just wear the frames. The feeling is they make you look intelligent, even though they're totally useless. You know? Kind of like the Congressional Super Committee. Basically the same idea. Well, folks, it looks like the Super Committee, chosen by President Obama to come up with a plan to solve the deficit, has failed. And you see the best idea they came up with today? A bake sale. Come on.
Here's how dumb I am. Like 3 months ago, they appoint what they call the Super Committee. The Super Committee. And they were going to find ways to cut the money out of the budget so we wouldn't be in such desperate debt. I said to myself at the time, because I have no friend, I said, great. This is great. This is exactly what they need to do. I bought into the whole idea of the Super Committee. Well, guess what? 3 months later, we don't have, I don't know.
Yeah, the Super Committee appears to be a joke. What do you think about the Super Committee? 800-510-8255. And it's a lack of coming up with a solution to the nation's debt problem. I see the folks in Delaware have managed to fix a serious problem there. There's a story today at DougSteffen.com about the 2 mile stretch of road in Delaware. You know how on the interstate highway system and some local systems as well, they ask a local business or some local organization to take a mile or two and keep it clean,
the road,
hold
sure.
it upright, exactly. Save the county.
Adopt a highway.
Oh, yeah, adopt a highway.
What
right.
did I say?
Save, take a road, right, do whatever.
Why don't you just keep quiet for a minute while I finish
this? Because I'm giving you the proper name, which you were struggling to get to, so I'm sorry.
You were helping me? I was struggling.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You were looking for adopt a highway.
Adopt a highway, okay.
Yes.
So anyway, it saves money. It saves the state. It saves supposedly federal government, county government. Money, they have to clean up the road. So the latest group to adopt a stretch of the road in Delaware is the National Socialist Freedom Movement Party. Do you know what they are also known as?
The Nazi Party.
The Nazis.
The Delaware Nazis.
The Delaware Nazis.
Delaware Nazis.
Hate those Delaware Nazis. The Department of Transportation, however, has put the kibosh. They took their money, but they wouldn't let them put up a sign.
That'll show you.
So the sign says Freedom Party on it. Yeah, that's what we think of when we think of the Nazis. We think of freedom. But it is saving money, and we'll do anything these days to save dough, right? Saving money. Keep Delaware highways beautiful. Thank you to the local Nazi party for doing that.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac accident and disability coverage the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on football, high school, college, professional football, and other things that perhaps lead to trauma in your brain. Lots of attention paid to this because of my own experience at Sarascan out in Denver. It's almost become a household word here. The folks who run Sarascan are friends of mine. And so I decided I would go have my brain examined. Everybody laughed. They're going to find nothing in there or whatever. Well, they found something that was pretty troubling. And so I've been dealing with it and taking you on my journey as gone through this learning experience. The problems with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other brain disorders are being chronicled now, and the attention being paid to them, much of it, is due to the work at Sarascan, and the work involves a lot of NFL players, past and present. One of them is Jeb Puzier, who played football with Denver, Houston, Seattle, and also played the college football for Boise State. He has now started to help athletes that have had these problems, providing a lot of information on how they can be helped. Jeb, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
Let's talk about your football experience. At what age did you begin playing football?
I started playing my junior year of high school, a lot later than most kids.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to the sport?
It was just different, challenging. I played every other sport, and it was one of those things where my buddies were like, why don't you play football? And so I did.
It wasn't the girls, the cheerleaders, or anything like that?
No, just my buddies.
All right, so you were fortunate. How many men are there that get to play 6 or 7 years in the NFL, the Broncos, Houston, and Seattle? And so experience in Boise State, perhaps a good place to start. That was when it became tougher, right? A lot tougher in college and then on to the pros than it was when you were playing in high school.
Right, and the average lifespan in the NFL, most people don't realize this, is just a little over 3 years, actually.
Yeah, Richie was saying that, yeah. 3 years, you're in and you're out.
Yeah, it's quick. It's, you know, everyone has these long careers that all that everyone who, you know, sells jerseys have.
Right.
There's a big group of us that don't make it very long. So I was fortunate. I played over 7 years and
wow.
enjoyed my time. But over that time, obviously, you take a lot of punishment to the body and the head.
Well, that's one of the things we want to talk about here, to get from your perspective. As I've told the audience, the benchmark for me was the, I looked at somebody, I don't know, I was not told, and I wasn't supposed to be told, but there was an NFL player, and the brain had just been examined before mine was done, and they used that as a benchmark as to, okay, what's going on in your brain, here's another brain. And I got to see, this is when I really first started talking about it on the air a lot, when I saw these NFL players, and the doctors there explained to me, this is what this means, and my God, the brains were a mess. And then you hear stories about these various players that have committed suicide, and either that or they've gotten into Alzheimer's, dementia, and that sort of thing in their 50s, which is way earlier than most. If they're going to be traumatized by this, it's not usually till you're in your 70s or 80s. So what goes on the field? What goes on with these athletes that causes this problem?
Well, the reality of a concussion is you don't fully know what has happened from a concussion until a year later.
Mm-hmm.
But within that year later, if you get another concussion, it takes a year from that to understand that first one.
All right, so you had wow. how many concussions during your football career?
Well, usually when we ask that question to football players, they say two or three, because mm-hmm. they only think of the big hits, the hits you see on Sunday.
Right.
We explain what a concussion is. If a concussion is just a little ding or sometimes you shake your head, all the guys go, okay, I've had 200 to 300. And that's a pretty normal, I think, number.
200 to 300.
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy.
The thing is, you know, people see the big hits on Sunday. That's the concussion. But in reality, when you go back to practice on Wednesday, and as myself as a tight end, myself or and a linebacker run into each other, we both just hit each other, shake our heads off. Well, there's another concussion. And those build up over time. That's where we start having a lot of problems, is that encephalopathy that sets in. And as you continue to hit, I mean, before it goes through, it's a, football is almost a year-long sport now. So you just build these hits up more and more. And the problem that I foresee, and I know we see Mike Ditka and his group of guys unable to walk. Mm-hmm. I see this where players are at right now, a lot more brain problems than ever before, just because it's so long. It's a long year, off-season, just more and more problems.
So, but doesn't the NFL, I mean, the part of the settlement that was reached between the players and the owners dealt with this and how to handle the families, but dealing with it, if you're going to play, requires a better helmet, requires more protection, the game to be played differently. What's the resolve, if anything, to this, other than just, okay, we acknowledge this is the gladiator arena and there are going to be X number of casualties and that's the way it is?
Well, part of the problem is because, I mean, the CERSCAN and their imaging does a great job of being a diagnostic tool for the
right.
players.
Yep.
And I love what they're doing, and they have done a great job of that. I myself got scanned as well.
Yep.
And
I wonder if that was your brain I was looking at when I got mine.
There's a chance. Who knows? We had a group of us that came in there and did it.
Uh-huh.
The problem is with the NFL is there is a lot of lip service. Even things that they say that they're doing, all the guys are going to have to do it anyway. So there's not much they're doing. I tell the guys they have to be self-involved. The NFL is a tough sport. You're in, you're out. What can you do for me today? And then you're gone. They really don't care. And that's the reality of it.
You're talking about the league? You're talking about the owners? What are you?
All the above.
Oh, yeah.
So you have so much meat on the wagon, exactly. And when you're gone, there's somebody else on the meat wagon that wants to jump off and play for a while.
Exactly. They'll do what it takes. And that's the hard thing with concussions is because there's not a Ben Roethlisberger or Kurt Warner where they were able to pull themselves out for one or two weeks just to, you know, get their head back. For someone like myself or a majority of the guys, if you have a head problem, well, they'll find someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
And so you can't say anything. You're tight-lipped, and you go about your business, or you're not going to have a job.
How much money did you make, guys making, when you played? What was the average? So if you played six, seven years, were you comfortable when you got out, or how do you gauge your
Was it worth it?
Yeah, exactly, money-wise. Thank you,
Richard. You know, well, my wife's money now. I have a very smart wife, and she's she's done well with it. That's where I would say I'm fortunate. 80% of NFL players end up in financial trouble, bad trouble, within 3 years when they're done playing.
Mm-hmm.
80% of players end up divorced within 3 years after they're done playing. And when I talk to guys, one of the things I tell them, the problem is with all these different concussions, if you have 200 to 300 concussions, well, different part of your brain is getting affected. So you perceive things differently, you learn things differently, you react to things differently. You're a different guy. And one of the problems that guys have with these divorces, because they're different guys when they get done playing.
Yeah.
And they stop their workouts, they stop their supplement, their regimen, all that.
Yep.
And everything just
falls apart.
Goes quick. It goes down.
Did that happen with you?
No, I've been fortunate. Being with Sarah Scan and understanding what's going on has helped me a lot.
So tell us what's going on, because sitting here talking to you, you seem like a very intelligent guy,
mm-hmm.
a very level. I mean, I wouldn't know in talking to you that there is
your brain any kind scrambled.
Of right, yeah. So tell us what is going on that you feel was happening with
and
you.
And how did you know it was a problem, I guess, at the beginning?
The one thing I've always, I was an English literature major, and I was able to read 6-7 books at a time and not miss a beat with any of them. You know, I'd never even need bookmarks because I knew exactly what page I was on in each book, everything going on. And in football, I was able to study and continue being that way where it was easy. I was having trouble. I was having to reread things a lot. That's where I was having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
My attention, when I got onto something, would stay on that subject for a long time. And this is something, I use this example, and every football player goes, oh, my God, I have that problem. But someone would cut me off in traffic. Well, I would stay mad for an hour. I would take it out on my family. You know, I would just be frustrated over something else.
We were talking about something just like that. Somebody flipping the bird to someone. What makes everybody so angry on the road? That kind of stuff earlier on, yeah.
Yeah, and just you're not able to switch over. You're like, I'm now at home with my family, things like that. And it affects the rest of your normal day. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you have the same thoughts, and you know, you just fight stuff like that, or you're frustrated that you're cut, or, you know, whatever it is. And when they did a case series with Seriscam with the players, the number one place that was affected for all these players was the addiction area. So what happens is a lot of guys self-medicate themselves through medicine or alcohol, and that's something that I found real troubling in talking to guys. Or guys who never drank before are saying, I was drinking every night, and I don't even know why. I don't like to drink. Well, your brain's telling you to. So that was one of my areas affected. I know that area is affected. Therefore, I do things to try and help it. I do Pilates. I do breathing patterns. I listen to certain music, take certain supplements, eat a certain way. All those things
mm-hmm.
can really help your brain continue to do well. And that's one of the things that guys have to understand.
Jeb, let me ask you, in the interest of time, as a parent, what would you advise? You have two children. What do you say to your friends who know this is going on with you about the seriousness of the brain injuries, the potential problems? What do you say to parents who are encouraging their children to play football?
I tell my son's not playing until high school, first of all, if he wants to. I'm trying to get into baseball or something else. You know, it's a touchy subject because there's so much still unknown about the brain. And that's even, you look at the NFL physicians and team trainers, they're in the same boat. They still don't know. And I think as a, you know, as a whole, it's now coming to light. We can watch just about any episode of 2020 or something like that, and there's going to be something on concussions lately.
Yeah, right.
And there's lots of different stories from high school to the NFL. And the hard thing is educating everyone and understanding this. And I helped with the Idaho legislation take and pass a bill, the Zach Lysted, a bill similar to that one in Washington with return to play. And I talked to a coach who said it was kind of annoying that they had to learn this. And I couldn't believe they said that. I was really frustrated. But there's patterns that people can understand with their own child if their studies go differently or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
thinking. You've got to be watch or mindful. Last question has to do with a comment you made. You said the NFL is paying lip services. How about college, the Big Ten, where there's so much money in these big contracts, television and otherwise? What's the college level, no matter what the division, are they on it or not?
That's a hard thing because, you know, you have the smaller schools who can't afford to do certain things.
Yeah.
There's not much that I know, to be honest with you. I know I've talked to someone in that arena, but nothing that I really know about.
Yeah.
All right, so one more last question then. You can make this a yes or no if possible.
Last question.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
Okay.
You'd play football again?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I loved. It's great. It's a great sport. It's just that's part of the game. We sign a waiver every year that says you could die from playing football.
Great.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That's fun.
Lots of food for thought here. Good to meet you, Jeb. Perhaps we'll meet some of your colleagues along the way because these stories are important to tell one way or another. You make up your own mind, but you have the information at least at your hand. Jeb Pulsier is a former Denver Bronco and working now in the area to try with athletes having these problems to educate them as to how they can take care of themselves better. Good. A solid information, and I think that's what we need in order to know how to handle this with our children. Thank you, Jeb.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water, you will enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
King Nut makes all of the peanuts that Southwest uses. They have the best peanuts of any airline in the sky. I love King Nut nuts. Where's Steve Martin when we need him?
King Nut.
King Nut.
He never thought he'd see
King Nut.
Stand in line to see the boy King.
King Nut.
How to get the funky
King Nut.
Did you do the monkey?
All the Babylon your King Nuts.
These people are nuts!
It's a great day. Doug Steffen's good day.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
It's 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've had a lot of time in this hour devoted to technology, so let's keep that thread going. Would you like a peek at next year's iPad 3, Richie?
Yeah.
And then the iPhone 5.
So they
peek
say.
At both of these. From Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, he's got the previews for you next here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
All sorts of Apple news and rumors from last week, so let's talk about the most interesting of it. Sony Pictures is working on a Steve Jobs movie, which is set to film next year. Guess who's competing to play the starring role? According to British magazine Now, it's down to Noah Wiley and George Clooney. In Apple product news, the website iLounge is telling us that the iPad 3 will be slightly thicker than the current model, but still much thinner than the original. This is due to an increase in screen resolution as a larger internal display system is required. Next, the iPhone 5, which will launch next summer, is expected to have a 4-inch display, which is up from the current 3.5 inches. And finally, if you're waiting for computer news, Apple is set to be launching an ultra-thin 15-inch laptop in March. The current MacBook Airs top out at 13 inches, and the much thicker MacBook Pros have a 15-inch model. An Air-style 15-inch laptop will be a welcome addition. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discount item must be equal or less of value to item purchased. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
As long as we're in the tech department, industry analysts are expecting millions of you to hit the stores this Friday. It's Black Friday. They're also predicting record numbers to log online to shop on Cyber Monday, a week from today. Brian Osich has more here with a tech expert who says that he knows what's on top of Santa's list for this holiday.
This year, technology gifts still rank high on many shopping lists. Brett Larson is a tech expert. What are some of the hottest holiday must-haves?
People are obsessed with new technology and gadgets. They need to try the 2GB Echo Smart Pen from LiveScribe. It records everything you hear and write. You can then transfer your notes and audio to your computer. The V-Reader animated ebook system by VTech is also pretty cool. It's the best-selling e-reader for kids in the world. The latest version has photo and video viewing and drawing and writing capabilities. Smartphones are still very popular. The Kyocera Milano is a perfect starter if you're new to this world. It's an entry-level Android smartphone with both a touchscreen keyboard and a slide-out QWERTY keypad for those of us who like to actually hit the keys. As for apps, to coordinate plans with family and friends, try the free GroupMe app. It helps you stay connected with groups of people on the go through text messaging. And you can comparison shop with the Amazon Price Check app. Just scan it, snap it, say it, or search in-store prices with the same products on Amazon.com.
For more, log on to killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
Not going to be. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hannah. Did you see the story that appeared, we've all sort of gotten, I'm getting a little punch drunk on all of the business, all the information about technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how it's being used or not, how we see these things. Here's from the Wall Street Journal last Friday. And the story says that they get some documents that reveal the booming market in hacking tools and surveillance technology. The catalogs were actually just picked up at a conference held near Washington last month, describing tools that can break into your computer and your cell phone, log on to your keystrokes, as well as devices that can intercept tens of thousands of cellular calls, massive amounts of internet activity. This stuff is a $5 billion a year business now. $5 billion. And this is a technology show that was aimed at teaching people how they can steal information from you. Held in the nation's capital. How do you like... This is like arms trading, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, think about it.
The way the industry works on this is really kind of funky. In that they get the crooks in there to figure out, oh, this is how they're attacking us so that they can figure out how to defend it.
Yeah, but that's not what this show was. This show was about teaching people how they can hack into other people's private domains.
How many undercover tech agents do you think were there from the FBI, the CIA, and any other spook agencies?
Anybody get arrested?
Not yet.
Other spook agencies. 59 past the hour. How would you?